Liam Birchley's joining us. Liam, good morning.
Hi, Andrew.
How you been, mate?
Good, thanks.
You've got a couple of nice two-year-olds coming through. Are you hoping to get maybe one or two to the Magic Millions?
Definitely. It's always an aim every year, and most years we've been lucky enough to have a runner and just want to try and win it one year. It'd be good.
Yes, you've got a couple that are owned by the ladies, and that's a part of the bonus as well, and all the part of it of enjoying the build up to it all.
Exactly, it's a good innovation, and the girls are getting very excited.
I want to ask about the horse that you're running in Sydney tomorrow, but you've got a couple in the Callaway Gal in Brisbane tomorrow. Sailor Gary and Sugar Hit. One drawn okay, one drawn wide.
Yeah, Sugar Hit won't run, okay. But the other one in the race, Flamenco, is mine.
Oh, so Flamenco, yep.
Yeah, they'll probably both go round. We're running out of time for qualifying, and they've both drawn reasonably well, which is very important at Doomben. Unknown on the wet, but hopefully they can handle it to some extent.
Yep.
But they're both quite forward. Sailor Jerry's had one run. She just didn't end up with the best trip. She got posted three wide, facing the breeze, and she just got a bit lost. She showed quite a bit before that, and I've got blinkers on her this weekend, so that should help.
Okay, and the other one, Flamenco, shows you a little bit?
Yeah, she's shown definitely worthy of giving her a crack. Some of these babies, they can have talent, but, under race pressure, some don't stand up just through maturity, but she definitely has gone well enough to warrant her giving her a run, and just hoping for the best.
The one that you've sent to Sydney for the English nursery is Hot Snippety. You sent her down to Melbourne for one of those English races also on Cox Plate Day and went very close, Fontaton was very good on that day. But I know you were beaten a clear margin, but your filly, I think, still ran okay.
Yeah, she did. She wanted to go right out of the gates, this sort of
habit.
Being a bit inexperienced and not being that way before, but it was she tries hard, which is with attributes with her, a toughness, her racing pattern helps out greatly, and she's very sound. So you can win, especially early in the season, your share of two-year-old races with horses in that condition. Few unknowns in this race, and the weather's another one probably, but she's sort of race fit and she's race experienced, which puts her hopefully ahead of a few of the others.
Exactly. You've drawn ideally for a horse that in the two runs has shown good speed.
Definitely. She'll bounce and be up there. She's got very good gate speed, and I'd be surprised if she doesn't possibly control it.
Yeah.
Without really knowing what else is, may emerge out of the race.
Yep. Have you had any experience on training them or trialling them, Hot Snippety, on a rain affected? I know it's different,
no,
but have you got any feel?
Definitely not. You can only probably go by a bit of breeding, and I think the Snippet Sons usually handle it, and I think she's out of a Desert Sun mare, which are pretty adept in it as well, so at least she's got some credentials.
Is she a nice type? I mean, have you got a good opinion of her?
Yeah, she doesn't show you much in track work, but she just really lifts race day. So
yep.
She's a little bit tricky to get a line on going into it, but she is sort of very forward. And it's just a matter of, you get this time of year, the better two-year-olds are starting to come out, getting a bit of experience for the slipper or maybe looking at a late charge up north. So you're starting to get those better quality two-year-olds come out and emerge, and it's just a matter of whether she keeps improving enough to stay competitive.
Well, let's hope so. She travelled down okay?
Yeah, fine. Very good.
Okay. All right, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and a couple more of those two-year-olds. We'll see you in a few weeks' time for the Magic Millions, Liam.
Okay, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Hey, can you do us a favour? Improve the weather a bit, can you? It's got to be all right for the Magic Millions. I mean,
just as bad down there. What are you talking about?
How can you dump 45 mil in Brisbane? That's ridiculous.
We're just getting the tracks in the right condition for the big day. That's all.
I tell you what, it will be doing. It'll be putting them a little bit behind there at Eagle Farm.
Yeah, no, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it'll make it easy digging, mate.
It will be. It'll be easier ground to dig for sure. Liam, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.